There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Hello, friends. Welcome to our show. It's the New Girl Rewatch Podcast. I'm Lamorne, and I'm so excited to welcome you to our next guest. Ladies and germs, I want you to listen up. It's not every day that you get to say that you were a part of someone's glorious journey, that you were a tiny piece of a glamorous puzzle, if you will. It's not every day that you can say, hey, I was a part of that person's tale, that person's ascension into the cosmos. Ladies and germs, the person who I'm about to introduce you to is an actor, a producer, a model, and a jewelry creator extraordinaire. There's so many adjectives about this person. And I, ladies and gentlemen, she's done it all. When I tell you I've learned a lot from this person. I've learned a lot from this person, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Callie Hawk. Yes.
Let me put my hands together for the intro of the century. Please, I'm so glad we're recording this so I can send it to my entire family. You can't say nothing. Lamorne said everything about me.
Oh, my. You know, Callie, people probably don't know this, and I just want to dive right into your time on the show. People don't know this. You were my first on-screen kiss.
I was?
Yeah.
Oh, and I love that.
It was, you know, I couldn't tell you. Nervous was the word I would
you
use
were nervous?
To describe it. Hell yeah, I've never done that before. That was weird. Oh,
that explains why I remember it, but I you want me to tell what I remember from it?
Tell what you remember.
So I remember we were shooting, and it was one of those misty days where like should we be shooting? It's kind of raining, but they're like, it's not raining enough for us to like cancel anything. Let's just shoot it in the mist. So right. The mist is softly falling on us. any like dinner kiss, and like we're like obsessively like moisturizing our lips because that's super important. You know, you want it to be a good experience in real time. Mm-hmm. And I remember after we did it, you were like, you know, I feel like I'm not feeling it. Like, I feel like we're supposed to like feel something. It's like we did the technical, you know, kissing, we got the technicalities there, but I didn't feel it. And I was like, you know why, Lamorne? Because they ain't paying me for that. You want me to kiss you with feeling? That's a different experience. Well, let's just get the shot, okay? And you just look so perplexed. Like, wait a minute, you're not like kissing me for real? Like, not with my whole heart and all my feelings. No,
I think what happened was, I was, first of all, let's just explain to everybody out there, I'm not a pervert, okay?
You were doing it for real. And for me, like, I had done on-screen kiss before, and I had the awareness, like, for people who've kissed you in real life or been with you, you know, intimately in real life or romantically in any way, you don't want them to watch work that you've done and be like, hey, like, she did that move to me, or that's how she looks at me. So I have boundaries.
Oh, you get weird when you make out in relationships.
No, I'm just not weird, but I have a boundary. Like, what someone gets out of me, my feelings in my real life, that's coming from a separate canister than, you know, the technical parts of how you kiss or pretend to have sex with someone on screen.
Callie, I'm gonna tell you, that's why we didn't get the Oscar that year.
Oh man,
that's why we were up for it. You didn't pull my hair enough.
That's why I did all these years I never said anything, because I thought that was the reason. But yeah, sorry about that, man. Better luck next year.
What was going through your mind? I know at the time when New Girl first came out, it was a pretty popular show, but you'd already, you had done popular stuff. You'd been in movies and big movies. You know, was it exciting for you to jump on the show, or did you kind of look at it like, oh, cool?
I'll tell you, at that point, like, I had very limited goals when I came to Hollywood. So I was like, I would like to co-star in a major motion picture with an A-list actor. That was the goal. I figured if I had done that, then no one can say, like, you didn't make it as an actor. If you did something, people recognized you made it. Whatever you do after that is just like icing on the cake. So after I'd done like a couple of things that people, you know, recognized, I just thought, okay, well, now I just know if I want to be a part of something, I want it to be fun, good experience, and I want to be a hit. And then your show like reached out because Dana Fox, who I think was a producer on New Girl, right?
Yes.
Yes. She was the writer of Couples Retreat, which was my first big movie, and I had gotten along with her well, really like and respect her. So I thought maybe it kind of came through that previous working relationship. And I remember that being so positive that I thought, okay, if she's attached to it, it must be something really good. I knew the show was a hit, so it meant that, you know, it met that criteria. And then when I got to actually like talk with Liz over the phone, Liz Merriweather, when I got to talk with her, and then getting to sit down and meet you and meet everybody. And I had already worked with Jake Johnson before. So it was just so, it checked so many boxes of positivity, and it was a massive hit show on a big network. It's like, how do you not like take the opportunity to add that feather to the old cap? You know, like I was happy about it.
Exactly. I was excited, you know, especially because that was my first show as well. New Girl's my first show.
I guess it was my first show in like a real, like, we were recurring like over multiple seasons. I hadn't done that before with anybody.
Yeah. And I was, when we got you on the show, like, I was super nervous and excited because I was you know, one, I'm like, oh, I know her from movies. And then two, at that point in the show, I was still trying to figure out, we were all trying to figure out who the character was.
Your character.
Who my character was.
Okay.
And then when we got you on the show, I said, now here, why would they do this to me? They should have found some scrub from the street. Oh my God.
This is explaining so much, because I remember everything about that time. And like, you had all these comments that I didn't understand, but now I'm starting to.
I was so like, I was a mess. I was like, this has got to work. Like, how is it working? Like, because every aspect of that show in the beginning, I was in my head a lot, And then when they give me a love interest, I'm like, now I gotta be romantic. What?
Explains why you made everything so technical. And I'm very like improv is my strong suit. That is what I'm trained for, is what I love. Like when someone rewrites the script, or you know how like on our show, this was the first time I'd ever seen this, where we'd be shooting our scenes, and then after you do one take of it as it's written, Liz or someone, probably Liz, would come right up to us and go, okay, instead of this, 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 say that, that, that. Instead of bop, bop, say boop, boop, and say X, Y, Z. Let me hear it. And you just have to repeat it back like you just memorized it when they said it. Yep. They walk away and go, action. For some people, that could be nerve-wracking. But the idea of like throwing everything away, flying by the seat of your pants, having to adapt to new information, I love that. So I was very like relaxed and happy. But I noticed like, you would come over to my place and we would like go through the lines. Like it was so like, I never have practiced with anyone in such a way, but I felt like, okay, you know, this is really important. Like this is probably why the show is so successful, you know, that everybody's really pouring a lot of energy into it. So let's go, let's do all the energy. Mm-mm. But then you do all the energy. Mm-mm. We did all the rehearsing. Then we get to the set and they just rewrite everything, right?
Nope. Ain't wrong. I was incorrect a lot of the show. That's why my character didn't start developing until like me personally, internally, and then even some of the writing into like the third, like midway through second season, third season. So
but I didn't feel that. I felt like I knew who you were. Maybe because I was projecting who I'd gotten to know in real life, Lamorne, because we did start to hang out and go do activities,
very became homies.
Activities. Yeah. Right. So I applied a lot of that to what we were doing on screen.
Oh, yeah. I think you had it right in the beginning. That's what our show is coming in and being fun and being loose. And for people out there who don't know you, that was the energy. That's kind of how you, I feel like that's kind of how you carry yourself in life. You're like, you're very confident. And you're like, oh, cool. We're going to do that now. Let's do that.
Is that improv a thing? Sure. As a style of living. Yes. Like improv is my lifestyle because things are always changing. So you got to be able to roll with the changes and have fun.
Absolutely. So,
I try to do that.
I mean, I value that so much. And like I said, it kind of, when I say I learned a lot from you, that was something that I definitely learned from you working on the show with you. Now let's get a little, you know, if you're not familiar with the show, what we do is we recap episodes. We're not going to recap an episode necessarily, but we're going to talk about specific moments in the show and see what you think. You know, one of the things is we broke up. Spoiler alert. Like we broke up, and when I went back and I rewatched some of it, and I was like, this is the silliest reason to break up.
It was the oddest breakup too. And I remember Liz, like when we were shooting it, she's like, cut, and she just walks out and goes, why are you smiling? Like you guys are kind of breaking up. And I like, you know, sometimes like how you might be dying inside, but you never let it show. And I guess maybe that's the part of me that like excels in comedy. It's that sort of having to find the lightness to bring to every fucking thing, no matter what it is. So within that, it is heartbreaking, right? But it's a comedy, it's a sitcom. So I'm not thinking we're going for the drama. I just try. I mean, I'm wearing a crazy costume, I think.
Raining cats and dogs.
So I'm just trying to hold it together at that point. I've got fucking stuffed animals stapled to my body and my relationship is falling apart. It's like, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together. She's like, no, like, yeah, like, let's do it the other way where you don't do that.
Oh my gosh.
And you know what? She was right. Like, you know, at that moment, I think I was in my head the way that old Lamorne used to be in his head. And she just was like, get out of there.
Now on that, Winston was being a dick. I remember my character was, you wore a costume. It might not have been the best costume. You know, obviously there were some underlying issues. Our characters, we weren't sleeping together.
That's the end of their relationship.
Yeah, already
in real life. Like, come on.
Now, obviously there might've been some insecurities with Winston. Ladies and gentlemen at home, Winston and Lamorne are different. Lamorne has no insecurities.
You know what? I agree with that. Knowing you in real life, that is true. That's really true. You're the ultimate ladies man. And I never, like I'd heard the term ladies man, but I don't think I really knew. I'd never seen it in action. That's you really, like you pulled the curtain back and you were just like, welcome to my world. And I was like, oh snap, he's a ladies man.
I changed your life.
You changed your life.
you inspired me. Now I'm a ladies man. Just kidding.
Do you think, let's say this were real life. Let's say this were real life. The Shelby Winston situation. And obviously you can pull from your own experiences. Mm-hmm. Is the love gone once the sex goes? Because I wanted to know if Shelby would give Winston another chance, but it felt like you were out the door a little bit before he was.
Well, I think in my own life, if you stop having sex with the person, that is like, you know, like, I don't want, is a red flag the right term?
Right.
Like that's an indicator of something being wrong, something needing to be addressed, because it's an important thing. It's what makes the difference between I'm your friend and I hang out with you and that's it. Or like, hey, like I'm combining with you in every possible way. Like we're exchanging DNA. You know what I mean? Like, so to
we're doing scientific things.
Yeah. You know, it's way scientific at this point. Now to scale back on the science, it just seems like, it seems like a slap in the face when you take back the science. So yeah, I mean, I know marriages that have broken up because of that. I know for me, like I talked with someone recently about love languages, you know, and like physical touch is one of those languages. It's a lot of people's love language. So how do you, for a person who maybe values that more, how do you make that person feel loved if you're going to withdraw the physical when that's something that's very important to them? I don't know. As far as Winston and Shelby, though, I mean, they knew each other in the past already. So when they ran into each other, they had already had a failed attempt at dating. Maybe they could get together again and it'd be like third time's the charm.
Ah, you know? I'm sensing a spinoff here.
Hey, we should do it. So many people come up to me and love our characters. So someone's helping me look at storefronts and real estate here right now. A guy I met in first class, literally flying over here. He was like, "You look familiar. Are you from Nashville?" And I was like, "That's not it." At the end of the flight, he's like, "Are you an actor? I mean, this is going to drive me crazy." And I was like, "Yeah." And the first thing that he pulled out was New Girl and how much he loved it. And his girlfriend, who's sitting in front of us, she turns around. And so now I'm friends with all of them. They're helping me like learn more about the Nashville scene and everything. But
I thought you were going to say she turned around and was like, "Bitch, get away from my man."
Oh, no, because after we figured out who I was, my first thing was, "Is that your wife sitting in front of you?" "No, that's my girlfriend." And obviously she'd been listening. So she turned right around and I was happy to see her. I'm very inclusive of the women. Like I cut that shit off early on.
Yeah, we don't want to know about your private life like that, but yeah, I get it.
Well, you know, it's like, I feel like as a woman though, especially like as an actor, I'm sure you probably get this where like, if you meet some woman out and she's excited about you, maybe who she's with might feel a way about that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that for me, I cut it off at the pass. Like, okay, while I'm talking to a man about whatever, if I see that there's a woman nearby that might be connected to him or that he has some type of ring up, whatever it is, I'm addressing your wife or girlfriend. And if you're someone I know, but I've never met your wife and I see you out and I know that that's your wife, I will introduce myself to her first before I greet you, guy that I know, just so it doesn't look like a woman is coming up excitedly to say hi to your husband. Mm-mm. I'm very aware of that because like, I don't know. I think being an actor, chemistry is our business. You know what I mean? And it's something that a regular person might struggle with. It's something that for us is turned on all the time. So we're meeting people and we're having instant connections, instant chemistry. People feel like they fell in love with you in the 2 seconds that you met. You know what I mean? So you got to manage that magic a little bit.
I can't do it.
That's why when I kissed you, when we were playing, you know, Winston and Shelby, I couldn't give you the whole energy. That's how people run away with each other from the show and get married.
Zoe Kravitz, I the same thing. That's why I couldn't date her. You know, I know she's, she's been reaching out and I've been keeping my distance.
That's a tough one. She's pretty great. You know what I mean?
But I know how she is. You know, her and Robert Pattinson and Batman, they look pretty close. If we were dating, I'd have words with him.
Really?
Yeah, I got a feeling something was going on there. And
though, as an actor, nothing is going on, but it's our job to make it seem like something's going on. We can create chemistry out of nowhere with anyone. Heck, when we're doing movies and shows, they do the love scene stuff first. So you really are just meeting the person.
That's true.
And it's got to look like you've been making love to that person or holding hands with that person or dating that person for a million years. Action. You got to make that energy happen. And it's got to be palpable, tangible. You got to feel it in the room enough that you feel it through the screen. All that's right. A real skill that we have. All like, that's
right.
Magic.
All right, Monsters Ball. Calm down.
Like, you got to manage the magic. That's all I'm saying. You're magical.
I wish I was Daniel Day-Lewis, just able to just pull from nowhere.
He doesn't. He's on all the time. You know he's on all the time. He's not starting from nowhere ever.
I'm going to do a quick, because we're learning a lot about your personal life, and I want to dive more into your...
Oh my God,
your,
we are.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, about how you maneuver and how you operate and the courtesies you have towards other folks and situations. You know, that I think that's important to know. But before we dive into more about your personal life, I want to do a quick little game with you.
Okay.
Two things. I want you to rate two things. I want to go back to the episode. You know, for the folks out there who've seen the episode, Shelby decides to wear something that's not exactly sexy in the eyes of Winston. And obviously he's internally pretty pissed off. They're not doing it. They're not slapping it together no more.
They turned off the science in their relationship.
they pull way back on the science. So I want you to rate two things. I want you to rate the reigning cats and dogs costume on a scale of 1 to 10.
10. That 10? Is a 10. The amount of people who still to this day come up to me talking about that costume. It was really something. I don't know. I mean, whoever came up with the idea of stapling these stuffed animal heads to a damn like Burger King cape.
Best
idea ever.
Oh my God.
It's iconic. That was an iconic fashion moment on that show that
I believe
heard,
it was.
I've heard about it from everyone for the last, how many years ago was that episode?
That was, it might have been 10 years ago at this point.
But because it was such a hit, you know, that show, because New Girl was such a hit and it was such a big deal at that time for how unique it was that Zoe was the lead character of this show where she was, you know, adorkable, right? Like this idea of like, she had a very unique style, unique sensibility, very quirky. She's a woman who's just being accepted and loved for finding her way, dealing with all of her quirks, and the world was loving her for it. Everything about that show resonated with people then. And it was so, it was done so well that there's a timelessness about it where people are still watching it now.
Oh, yeah.
The way they were watching it when it came out. I feel like I just was on the show, the way that people bring that show up to me.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, it's one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast, because it's like the show never went away. And and rewatching you feel like you're still filming it. You feel like, you know, me talking to you right now, I swear to you, it doesn't feel like because we haven't spoken in a little bit at this point. Like we text here and there.
It
doesn't feel that way at all. And that's a testament to one, great performances such as yourself, but also to the fans out there who just, you know, keep supporting. And I think that's great.
So 10 out of 10 for that raining cats and dogs costume. Yeah.
So for the fans out there, all you folks out there in Listenerville, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go online, go to the Welcome to our Show podcast Instagram page, and then you rate it. I want you guys to, we'll post a photo of it, and I want you to give that costume a rating. Callie says 10. I'm gonna say I'm gonna say a solid 7.
Lamorne is tougher than Winston. Goddamn.
I would say it's a solid 7. That's a solid 7. Now, also, Callie, scale of 1 to 10. Maybe you can use your own personal experience in this, but rate Winston as a boyfriend.
He's a 10.
Woo.
You know why? Because he had that smooth skin. Let me tell you about Winston's fucking skincare on that show. Like, I don't know what type of moisture they were like applying to you on a daily basis, but you had the smoothest, like silky, like it was like, it made me jealous in a way. Like why is Lamorne's skin so good? But more than that, why is Winston's skin so good? Like, you know, he has issues as a character, but you could overlook all those issues because he's smiling at you with that perfect skin. And he's trying. Like, what he wanted out of Shelby was more relationship, more connection. Like, I don't know. How do you not appreciate I mean, in the show, obviously we broke up, so we didn't appreciate it. But for us in our real lives, if someone is really trying to accommodate being with you and giving more of themselves to you, that's the most attractive of all. So I think he's a good boyfriend.
Ain't that something? Now, okay, I get it. One, I'll tell you, the smooth skin regimen, that's real simple. That's cocoa butter and Jesus.
Oh my God, yeah, Jesus. See, the favor ain't fair.
Cocoa butter, Jesus, and alkaline water right there.
See, we got to throw in that special water. I knew it was something. You got to say leprechauns next. Like, it's always something with them. You got to ask him follow-up questions. It's never just Jesus and water, because we all had that and we alkaline. All didn't get that.
That's right. That LA tap water is not it. You got to put that alkaline on it. you got to alkalinize. Is that the word? Alkalinize?
Alkalinize. You got to sift the water like through the cocoa butter.
Oh, yeah.
A cocoa butter filter in your shower.
Woo! Got to do it.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Welcome to our show.
Since the show, you've done a lot. I mean, I heard about what you had going on without knowing it was you.
You did?
I heard about the jewelry.
How did you hear about it though?
I don't remember either someone was talking about. I have stylists. I go to these things all the time. Yes. Where someone was tells you what they're wearing, or you, you know, I was dating someone who worked at E! News. So they would always ask questions. What are you wearing? And people would say this. And I remember hearing that name.
Yeah. H Crown. That's it.
H Crown. And when I heard that it was you, I said, oh, did she acquire a company that already exists? Because I've heard later. Of H Crown.
No, you haven't. That's what's amazing. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to answer all this. Keep going.
So what the hell? Well, I need to know two things. One, what the hell and how the hell?
All right, let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
I always loved jewelry. I was always a big jewelry collector. And part of that Raining Cats and Dogs costume, all of the jewelry was my own personal jewelry. So I've got a Bulgari necklace, a Sivan Bacacci ring. I've got a couple of Chanel rings from the runway collection. Like, I was already an avid, like, super intense, like, jewelry collector by that point.
I know. And I don't want to cut you off. I know that. Remember, we would get into discussions and I would always be like, what is this? Is so massive. What is that? And you go, Lamorne, you don't understand jewelry. And I don't.
Well, I mean, a lot of people didn't understand it at first. Like, I would have friends, they'd be like, oh, because I'd be shopping and buying and collecting. And they were just like, oh, that's such bullshit. Please stop spending your money in this way. Two Forbes articles later, those friends kind of come back and they're just like, you know, it seems like you were really onto something. We were like worried before, but not knowing it at the time, I guess collecting fine things, it was like giving myself, I call it like a masterclass in craftsmanship. You know, when you allow yourself to go towards the best quality that there is, you're getting acquainted with what that means in a practical way. And in my case, I was able to apply what I was learning from just looking at stuff and wearing it. I was able to apply that to making stuff. So first you kind of start out collecting stuff, then you start to maybe do some custom ordering. So now you're a part of the process. Once you start with that, you're basically a designer. So it kind of just was like a doorway that was opening itself. And I guess that's like if I have to give people advice, because, you know, as an actor, everyone comes up to you like, how do I make it? How do I become a success? And they want you to say some, like, you know, soundbite that solves everything.
I tell them all to quit. I say, just don't do it. Just quit now. Well,
you know, you're right. Quit everything that doesn't inspire you. You know, like for me, I loved acting. I wanted to do it. That's what made it a success for me, I guess. You loved it. You wanted to do it. There was a commitment that was there. For jewelry, I really love it. So I didn't notice that I was investing all these hours and dollars into learning about something. But because I was allowing myself to go towards what I liked authentically, without having to rationalize it to anybody or make it make sense, I was just letting myself go towards what I loved. And I was able to turn two businesses out of that. Like, I went towards movie business because I loved that, and that became a career. Mm-hmm. And I went towards jewelry because I loved it. And I wore a lot of my own jewelry in movies. So it just kind of made sense. And the first collection of things I made, do you remember Coming to America?
Yep.
Okay, the original Coming to America, when they first land in Queens and all their luggage gets stolen.
Yeah.
And the next day they come out and all the street kids are like wearing street clothes, but with the royal shit.
Yeah.
I never forgot about that scene. I was like, I want to look like this. So the first collection, I hired artisans to like make me crowns. I mean, I just had regal taste anyway, but like, I was tired of going to the Metropolitan Museum and seeing all this stuff that belonged to royalty and you can't touch it. You can't try it. Like, someone make me this shit. So literally I started to hire artisans to make like crowns and like even like full body, like bejeweled armor and like fingertips, like long crystal encrusted fingertips. And I started wearing it out to the club.
But hold on. Stop for a second. You were out here wearing bedazzled fingertips to the club?
Let me tell you, one of my best pals, he was starting to DJ around this time. So he'd be like, you know, come out, support, which everyone, when they start to DJ, they want all their friends to be there. So I was like, okay, you know, this is great because there's an audience of people there. I can get a real reaction. That's like a test audience. You know what I mean? Let me wear this stuff out and see what the reaction is. You walk into a club with some sunglasses dripping in crystals and a crown. Let me tell you, the people scream, men, like big buff guys would see those fingertips, want to try them on their big ass fingers. They'd be taking selfies and stuff like that. Jewelry just attracts people. Everyone wants to shine. Everyone wants to.
Well, everyone clearly wants to shine because I'm looking at a list of people who've worn your stuff. I'm like, if you would have had this jewelry line sooner, we could have got some of these people as guest stars on New Girl. I mean,
Madonna,
Beyonce, Joe Jonas, Nicki Minaj. What are you talking about?
Okay, so because I started out big, like I came out big with like very spectacular, crazy, high fashion looking stuff. It's like, who else could it be for other than like star people? So once that collection was made and I was done having fun with it, I was like, okay, at the bare minimum, I've made something great for me that meets my standard that I can enjoy. I know that people enjoy it. Let's put it into a showroom where stylists and celebrities can view it and let's see what the response is, you know, from the people that it really would be for. And the first person to wear it was Madonna for Harper's. So on the cover of Harper's Bazaar. Yeah. Oh my God. Basically, I put everything in the showroom and was like, let's see how it goes. And her stylist came in, Ariane Phillips. She came in and basically took the whole collection to Madonna's Harper's Bazaar shoot. And she wore a ton of stuff. And it was the first celebrity to wear my stuff in a way like that was like, okay, Harper's Bazaar, that's a stamp of approval from the fashion community and from a megastar. You have something here. And then after her, it was just a wave of never ending. Like for the past 8 years, it's just been every megastar that I like, but people are wearing it and they don't know, like how you said that it sounds like a familiar name. It seems like a company that's existed for a long time. That's the kind of name I wanted, but really it's just something I kind of just put out there. I mean, didn't exist before.
It clearly works.
It's doing something. It's definitely doing something. So that's kind of, like, I guess once I started doing that, I thought it was going to be a hobby, but it started to take up more and more energy in a positive way. You know, like it's been really fun. So now I work with manufacturers. So I started out doing stuff with artisans, making these kind of one of a kind pieces, but the demand from the people kind of grew because they'd see celebrities wear something and they would want it, but they couldn't afford it, or there was only one or whatever. So now that I work with manufacturers, I can like mass produce things, you know, if I want to, right? Like you don't want to mass produce everything, but let's say like Janet Jackson wore some of my rings on her album cover and then wore them in the lead video for that album. People want those rings. I can make enough to meet that demand of those items. Or like Taylor Swift wore a couple of my rings and then the Hollywood Reporter wrote about it. Yeah, like she has a rabid fan base. So she wore a couple of rings and they were at an affordable price point because when you work with factories, you can actually, you can figure out how to make it, you know, like
to scale
more affordable.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's like she wore something of mine. It became an instant bestseller. It's like $198. I think the two rings, they were like both rings were under $200. And one of them was a multicolor eternity band. And now multicolor things and rainbow things are huge because they represent LGBTQ things and all that stuff. So like there wasn't a lot that was geared towards that market. And then you have like Taylor Swift wears it. It's multicolor. Wow. It's whatever. Like, so that's like huge bestseller. But you can make stuff for celebrities and for their fans. Like that's what I had to realize for myself. Like you could start out with the high fashion. That's cool. But people want to be able to be a part of it too. If a celebrity wears something and you can actually afford to have it and it's nice, like that's what people want. They want stuff that celebrities are wearing. So okay, I've been able to like focus more on that.
That's so you design, you'll just sit there and you'll create. You use pen and pad or you...
I think of what I want. And usually like at first when I was working with artisans, I would just kind of describe it, you know, and they, if you've been making stuff, there's like a shorthand, you know what I mean? If you know what you're doing. So with artisans at first, you know, it's like, we talk about things, we make samples, we fine tune the samples. So now with manufacturer, it's a similar thing where they've made a million things for all these different big brands. There's nothing I can come at them with that they've never done. So anytime I'm like, okay, like right now I want to do like a handcuff situation.
Getting back into your personal life again.
No. It's because, well, in everyone's personal life, we were all in a state of lockdown. And this was like the terminology. We were locked down. We felt locked up. You know what I mean? Like very like shut in. So people kept saying like there's been a ton of, I guess like there was a huge uptick in shopping and retail revenue because people were just sitting at home, just buying stuff, just kind of like imprisoned with our little luxuries. And I thought
it was our connection to the outside.
Yes. Imprisoned by luxuries. Like, let me think about this. Ooh. So I was like, okay, manufacturer, I want to do some handcuff bracelet design. And they're like, it's been done before. And I was like, yeah, do it for me. So then we started to talk about what that means because they know me for all this time and what I kind of squeeze out of them. So do you want to see one bracelet?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So here's a you've been seeing him the whole time.
It's fly.
It's subtle enough that it sells the concept. It comes across, but yet it's not like a fucking handcuff. You know what I mean? It's not bulky. we had to streamline it, make it a little more elegant. So I'll show
we're gonna
you
have to get a picture. We're gonna have to get, put a picture of this up because, you know, these cuffs make me want to go to jail. This is the first time I'm like, please, officer, I did it. Is there a key, or do you? This guy be just like a
There's
button.
There's no key. You just open
okay.
it.
Okay. I was buttons. Gonna say, all right, that's weird. If it had a key, so, like, Callie, stop.
But that's the thing. I wanted to stop that. Like, you're right. Like, your instinct is right on. You don't want to do the literal thing that everyone does. Whenever someone makes a handcuff bracelet, like, you just see like basically a handcuff, and you see the stupid chain and the stupid key. And I was just like, I don't want to do any of that stuff. So obviously, like, normally with a handcuff, there's like a big chunky kind of bulky piece here. Yeah. Let's make that a little bit smaller. Let's make it user friendly, but also fun. I wanted to feel light, but like a toy, something that's stackable, all these thoughts. But then I was like, okay, this looks like a very clear picture of a handcuff. Now let's streamline it even further and do something that's like, let me see, where
a
it kind of
in a chain. No,
no. So this is similar where it gives you handcuff vibes, but it doesn't look exactly like a cuff. So you get like, you know, the utilitarian aspect that makes it fun. You get that bulk. You get to like mix and match, but not have it just be a row of the same thing. You get to have a little That's variety. Incredible.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
That is incredible. I'm super excited about this. I'm, you know,
I'll send talking, you some.
I would.
These
are
just samples.
I would love some. I will. In fact, I'm going to the Met Gala next year. I need you to design my whole outfit. I want to be covered
in jewels?
From head to toe and just jewels. The only thing you can see is my eyes.
Oh my God. Oh, you know what we should do for you? We should do the standard thing that everybody always wants. Our tennis necklaces. Men who tell me that they don't wear jewelry or they don't like jewelry or they don't care. They think it's frivolous. Put some fucking diamonds on these guys. And they would just be like, what? Wait a minute. And they buy and buy and buy.
I should have worn my jewelry collection. I should have worn it. I should have worn
Let me see. That's, you know what? That's the second, that's part two of the interview where we just get together. You show me all your jewelry and we work out your Met Gala looks.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you kidding me? We are for sure going to have you back. For the folks out there listening right now, we are talking to Kelly Hawk.
Hey, guys.
Change as an actor. She's got one of the dopest, if not the dopest, jewelry line out there. Celebrity style, celebrities wear it, but they make it affordable for the fans as well. Where can fans find it? Should they just Google?
They can go to Instagram. The page is h.crowne, so H Crown, and the link to the website is there. I have been working on a men's collection, like for this basically the whole lockdown time. It's like just making stuff is very inspired by that. A lot of men were wanting jewelry during this time too. So one thing, actually, you can see it now. This star ring.
That is dope.
Thank you.
I have a specific ring that I want, but and no one's been able to make
it. That you want to make?
That I want to make. It's just something that I want to make. It's really gaudy. And
tell me, that's my favorite.
It's very, it's very gaudy. I'm gonna tell you offline because it's gaudy. Okay.
I know. Tell me, and let's do it. Look, gaudy usually costs a lot more money, so you gotta be willing to spend that money, Lamorne.
Callie, come on.
Come on, Lamoney Morris. Let's go. Let's
you know my nickname. Not cheap, Lamorne. That is what they call that, me.
You know, that's what I call you for sure. So like this ring was part of the men's collection I just designed where I had it all just laying out in my hotel room when I was in New York. And one of Beyonce's stylists and a good friend of hers, his name is Ty.
I know
he came by my place. Okay, so Ty comes by my place, Ty Hunter. And he sees everything out. It's just samples. Like basically I think of an idea, the manufacturers get it made for me. They produce the samples and I just kind of pour over them. Like, is it good enough? Let me compare. If it's diamonds, is it the best quality? If it's a diamond simulant, does it match up to the real diamond? Like, let me see. He came over and saw all these things that I didn't think were even ready to go. And he was like, what is this? What is this? And I was like, oh, these are just samples. They're not ready. He was like, they're ready. They're ready now. Can I put some of this on Billy Porter? I'm styling him for his Cinderella premiere.
Wow.
And I was like, I mean, do you think it's okay? Like, he's like, yeah. I'm like, you think he'll really like it? Oh, he's going to love it. So he took all the rings that I'd made for men, all my men's necklaces, which a lot of my stuff can be sort of unisex, but I was designing with men in mind specifically, just bigger, you know, chunkier, bulkier, more substantial versions of everything.
That's right.
He took that whole men's collection to Billy Porter and he has not stopped wearing it. He's the first man to have tried it on. He's been wearing it all year. So it's like he sang for Bette Midler. He's wearing it. He did a music video. He's wearing it. He did like I think his profile picture on Instagram is his hands going like this. All those rings are mine.
Oh my gosh.
But this ring, when he tried it on, Ty said, you know, I style him, obviously. I approve his look. I don't even know when he does it, but he goes and finds your jewelry and he puts it on every time. And this is the one ring he kept putting on, the megastar ring. He loved it so much that I gave him one. And really, I felt like he gave me the confidence to feel like I should put it out because I didn't know if it was ready. But, you know, it's the people's response that's been telling me, like, this is good. You should go with it. So,
100%. And you know you have the best fans in the world with New Girl fans, so I'm sure they're going to go out there and just snatch it all up.
I feel like I wish, you know, you're right about what you said before. If I had had a jewelry company like sooner, I could have made the jewelry for the Raining Cats and Dogs look, and then people could have purchased it. Whereas it's
not too late. It's your line. You do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, but I can't, you know, make replicas of all that stuff. It's like Bulgari. You know what I mean? Like, you've been wearing handcuffs for real. You fucking do that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. It's about that time where we deep dive into a little segment we like to call Nick's Box. This is the segment where we crawl into the back of Nick's closet and we pull out some of the memories that the cast and crew of New Girl have kept hidden for years. So, Callie, let me ask you this. What was your favorite memory from your time working on New Girl?
I guess one of my favorite memories, because I said that I knew Jake Johnson from before. So like we worked together a couple of times and we just would see each other everywhere. But every time he sees me, he'll be like, there she is. Like every single time. Having him do that like constantly throughout working on the show, it was just super funny. And also he had like this mustache thing. Do you remember that? It was something about mustaches. Like when we were filming that show, it was like, the mustache became iconic where everything was just about mustaches. I think he had a shirt that had like mustaches on it.
I think there might have been a bit he was doing about mustaches. Was that it?
I don't know, but something about mustache, like it was like every time I saw him, those are the two things. It'd be like, there she is. And we would end up talking about mustache. Like it would be like, I gave him like mustache stickers, like mustache.
I think it's just because he had a dirty mustache.
No, he didn't.
If anybody knows Jake, he's a very sloppy eater and is always left with some sort of soot or whatever in deep in his stash.
I don't know how deep his stash is or whatever.
Tom Selleck stash. He's got a Eddie Murphy, Steve Harvey, Tom Selleck stash. I think it's heavy.
He had some type of shirt or something that had mustaches on it, and this became like the ongoing thing, just like bringing him like mustache stuff. I have three memories. So it's to Jake just being Jake. But then you were always playing basketball, like in between takes or afterwards. Like you were like really using the lot space to do something. And I would go and get my little snacks from the craft service truck and just sit there and eat snacks and watch you play basketball. And it was like the time of my life.
That's right. Okay, here's what I took from that. And I want all the ladies out there to really dive into what she just said. She gets excited watching me play basketball. I want everybody to take that, package that, DM me. Let me know. I'll send y'all some basketball clips.
Wait, but there were snacks involved. So really, if you have snacks, I think a girl will watch you do anything as long as you got snacks.
Oh, sweet. Ladies, I got so many snacks and I have a basketball hoop. If
you
I knew that was the combo, snacks. Oh my gosh.
As a man, you got to know, you got to leave the snacks. That's why dates are always dinner. You notice that? It's not like, let's go do a fun date. Like, no, we need to go to this restaurant. There's not no snacks. If you take a girl to the amusement park, you better get cotton candy and funnel cake. If you didn't get those snacks, did you even go? You know?
Did you even go? That's
women like food. I don't know. I don't know how single you are, but I will say, like, you definitely know the importance, the value of sharing food with a woman if you want her to like you.
I know the importance of a snack because when I go on dates, I am the snack.
Oh, here he goes, Mr. Buttercup. Mr. Peanut Buttercup original. No, you know what? You're like a chocolate Werther's original. That's yours because you're like butterscotch or like a chocolate, like a chocolate butterscotch.
That's right.
Buttercup.
I'm an old candy that old people have that sits in their pocket in their purse for decades.
Yeah, because you're timeless and you could last through all that.
There we go. I like how you spun that.
timeless buttercup. That's you.
Oh man, ladies and germs, I told you it wasn't every day that you get to say you were part of someone's glorious journey, and now you all were a part of that journey, the journey of Callie Hawk.
I love you guys. I love Callie. You.
Callie, thank you very, very, very much for being here. We will have you back on the show. So say
I'll
yes.
I'll come
now.
Right on back. I will say yes right now. Are there going to be snacks?
There will be snacks.
Oh, hell yes. Hell yes.
There will be snacks. And you're looking at them.
Oh, man.
Don't forget to like and subscribe, everybody. Give us 5 stars. Welcome to our show. We'll return.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zoe Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zoe Deschanel, performed and produced by Zoe Deschanel and Pierre DeReader. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.